Nonetheless, while I have time and space, before my story takes a further pace, it seems a reasonable thing to say what their condition was, the full array of each of them, as it appeared to me, according to profession and degree, and what apparel they were riding in. And on this note, I therefore will begin. These are the tales of Canterbury. These are the tales of Canterbury. These are the tales of Canterbury. These are the tales of Canterbury.
Chaucer and the Reeve, and the Miller and the Friar, and the Parson and the Clerk, and the Knight plus the Squire, and the Pardoner and Summoner, and all they did conspire. And don't forget the Doctor, and the Guildsman, and the Monk, and the Ploughman, and the Manciple, and the Yeoman and Cook, or the Merchant who would love for you to think he's not in debt, or the Franklin, or the Second Man, the Host who's travel banked. And lastly but not leastly, there's the Wife of Bath, and the Shipman, and the Nuns Priest, and the Prioress, and the Man of Law who claims to work from principle, when in reality he's no smarter than the Manciple. Oh!
These are the tales of Canterbury. 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 The very vice.